Blog Talk Radio. Oh, bless the Lord, 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 all my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come, Father God, with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. We come, Father, with a spirit of thanksgiving and a spirit of praise, to give your name all the glory, all the honor, thanking you for every opportunity, Father, that you have granted unto us, thanking you for your grace, thanking you for your mercies, thanking you for your spirit, thanking you for your word, thanking you for your blessings, thanking you for life, health, and strength. Thanking you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the activity of our limbs and a reasonable portion of strength. Father God, we bless you, Father God. In all things do we give you praise. In all things do we give you honor. In all things, glory be to the living God. You're great and you're mighty and you're mighty and you're great. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we thank you, Father God, for your gratefulness and your loving kindness to do so. We thank you for the promises of your word, which are from everlasting. Father God, your eternal word, we say thank you. Father God, as we come, we pray for everybody everywhere. Those in a good place, those in a difficult place. We pray for those who are saved. We pray for those who are lost. We pray for everybody in between. Father God, we say thank you for everything that you have done, the things that you are doing, even the things yet to be revealed. We say thank you, Father God, for your magnificent eternal plan, Father, and how you have engrafted us and adopted us into your royal priesthood. We thank you that we are your servants, Father, and it's in you we move, we live, and we have our being. We bless your name forever. We thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we thank you for the leaders in this ministry, the laymen in this ministry. Father God, those who benefit from this ministry, those who support this ministry, we thank you that this is your ministry, Father God, and you alone are being glorified, your people edified. And we are not concerned about Satan and his horrification, Father God, because his destiny has already been predestined. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you. So now, Father, we commit this service into your hands on today, Father, that you and you alone, hallelujah, may get all the glory. Have your way, Father. You're the potter, we are the clay. Thank you for molding us and shaping us after your will while we are waiting and while we are yielded and still. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. And we want to say welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And greatly to be praised. I'm your host, amen, on this morning. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We want to welcome you, and you too. Especially those who are visiting with us for the very first time, or maybe it's been a while since you have been here, but you're here today, and we want to thank you for being here. So please have a seat at the table. Amen. And we want to thank God that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. God is good, 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 good. Not only is God good, the truth of the matter is God is very good. Amen. and amen. We want to thank God for this platform where we meet 7 days a week. Amen. And so please continue to come back. We meet Monday through Saturdays at the 6 a.m. hour. Amen. Eastern time. And then on Sundays at 12. But you can pull us up at any time in our archives and in our library. Amen. Glory be to God. But we're glad to have you here. Amen. Glory be to God. And please, please, please keep coming on, coming on, coming on back. Amen and amen. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Esther, the third chapter. Esther chapter number 3, and start reading in verse number 8. And it reads like this. I'm reading out of the NIV. Then Haman said to King Xerxes, there is a certain people dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom who keep themselves separate. Their customs are different from those of all other people, and they do not obey the king's laws. It is not in the king's best interest to tolerate them. If it pleases the king, let a decree be issued to destroy them. And I will give 10,000 talents of silver to the king's administrators for the royal treasury. So the king took his signet ring from his finger and gave it to Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. Keep the money, the king said to Haman, and do with the people as you please. Then on the 13th day of the first month, the royal secretaries were summoned. They wrote out in the script of each province and in the language of each people all Haman's orders to the king's satraps, the governors of the various provinces, and the nobles of the various peoples. These were written in the name of King Xerxes himself and sealed with his own ring. Dispatches were sent by couriers to all the king's provinces with the order to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the Jews, young and old, women and children, on a single day, on the 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar, and to plunder their goods. A copy of the text of the edict was to be issued as law in every province and made known to the people of every nationality so they would be ready for that day. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed reading of the word of God for the blessed people of God. We want to speak to you for a few minutes today on a subject, the divine turnaround. The divine turnaround. When we read in the book of Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Beloved, amen. When we read the story of Esther, amen, the book of Esther is a fairly short book, just a few chapters, very powerful book. But it speaks about an orphan girl. And this orphan girl, she was rich. She had risen to the prominence. Amen. She came from, she didn't have a mother. She didn't have a father. And from nothing, she rose to providence, divine providence. The matter of fact, the story of Esther, beloved, is a story of the providence of God. And here, Esther, amen, was placed in position by God, by the handiwork of God, by the supremacy of God. Beloved, God positions each of us at a particular place, in a particular time, and for a particular purpose. I want you to know today that you are not a mistake. You are not an accident. And you are divinely positioned to fulfill God's original intent. So when we read the book of Esther, before Esther became the queen there was another queen, and her name was Vashti. She was the queen, but there was some arguments, there were some disagreements, there was a level of disrespect, there were some things that went down where she did not honor the king, for whatever reasons that she did not honor the king, but the king, for whatever reasons he chose to, he did not tolerate it, and he removed her from being queen. So the king was in search all throughout the land to find another queen to replace Vashti when she was removed. And Esther became that queen. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, Esther was placed. Esther did not know at the time that she was taking the seat for a reason, that she was elected queen for a reason, that she was chosen, that the king chose her out of hundreds of women, amen, but it was for a reason. And not particular her reason, but God had a reason. God had a plan. Glory be to God. God is very, very intentional, beloved. He tells us, amen, and he has a plan to bring us to an expected end. And she had an assignment. And this assignment that the Lord was about to reveal to her, what she was about to find out over the next few months is that she could not fail this assignment. She could not fail because the assignment was coming from God, and because God cannot fail. See, beloved, we must know in life that we cannot fail. And the reason that we cannot fail, when we are obedient to the Lord, when we are walking in obedience, when we are walking by faith, when we are walking in love, when we are walking in the Spirit, the reason that we cannot fail, the reason that it is impossible for God's children to fail, is because God cannot fail. There is no failure in God. And so, beloved, this is where a lot of people and a lot of blessed people often miss it. See, when we begin to rely on our own strengths or look at our perceived weaknesses, see, in all things, we must acknowledge God. And Mordecai, who was Esther's uncle, who was basically mentoring her and coaching her and grooming her because Esther had no parents, and he told Esther, as Esther was taking the seat as queen, as Esther was taking that position, and he reminded Esther that don't think your blessing is for you alone to enjoy. God does not bless us just for us. God blesses us to be a blessing. God thinks bigger than that. God thinks grander than that. Amen. God does not think that small just to give you a blessing. When God blesses you, he has a family in mind. When God blesses you, he has a generation in mind. When God blesses you, amen, he has a country in mind. Glory be to God. And this is why Mordecai told Esther, he says, who knows, you may have only received this blessing for such a time as this. Oh, somebody needs to give the Lord some praise on today. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, as we read in our scripture, we see that the king of that time, he had an assistant who was an evil man. He had an assistant who was demon-possessed. He had an assistant who practiced witchcraft. And he had an evil agenda against the Jews, God's chosen people. And Satan had possessed him to carry out his assignment. And the same way Satan had possessed Haman to carry out Satan's assignment, God needed now somebody to carry out his. And God had chosen Esther, a woman, a female. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Satan chose a man. Amen. God chose a woman. Glory be to God. And the Lord gave her an assignment, and God also gave her a divine key. And so, beloved, amen, when we read in the book of Esther, the fourth chapter, the chapter number, verse number 15. Let me read these three verses in your hearing. Follow me if you can. Write these scriptures down. Esther chapter 4, verse 15. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. See, the word had already gone out. The word had already gone out. The Jews was going to be taken off the planet Earth. The word had already gone out that Haman had cut a deal some kind of way, that he was in charge some kind of way. And so the word had already gone out. Amen. But when Esther received the word, she did not fall into fear. Amen. But God here, because she was in faith, amen, because she was this was her assignment. See, really, she was the intercessor for that country at that time without knowing she was the intercessor for that country. And God had given her the plan. See. Now, many people, when they read this the scripture, beloved, they want to quote the portion where Esther says, well, if I perish, I perish. See, but only those who are willing to fast, only those who are willing to pray and make selfish sacrifices for a cause greater than themselves can truly satisfy what the scripture requires. God had to use somebody. God was not going to have his people wiped off. God had to use somebody. Your beloved, let me tell you something. God, amen, hallelujah, has to use somebody to display his power. God needs a vehicle, amen, God has the power, but God needs a vehicle to display his power. God has the answers, but God needs a vehicle to display his answers. The same way the devil has to use somebody, God has to use somebody. The devil, amen, had a plan through Haman, amen, to wipe out, amen, the people of God, hallelujah. And God had to use somebody to reverse it. Oh, my God. I come to tell you today, amen, the devil has a plan to take you out. The devil has a plan to take your children out, to take your family out, to take your health out, to take your dream out, to take your money. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. The devil has a plan. And what the devil, amen, doesn't show up, amen, himself, he uses people. He will use somebody. Sometimes it's the people that you think are your friends. Sometimes they're family members, people that are close to you, strangers. Amen. Somebody coming with a satanic assignment. We always have to pray that God will show us the spirit behind the person. People that we are trusting, people that are speaking into our ear gates. Amen. People that we will do anything for. Satan uses people. Beloved, but let me tell you something. God, hallelujah, uses people too. And he chose Esther. Oh, glory be to God. When Esther got the word, God gave her the plan. He said, let me show you how you're going to overcome. Let me tell you something, beloved. When we pray to God, God will answer with a plan. God will give us strategy. God will give us an idea. Glory be to God. He will give us instructions on how to win. Glory be to God. And how to have absolute victory. How to overcome. How to avoid. How not to be in the right place at the wrong time. He will order our steps. When we are listening. When we pray to God and our spiritual ears are open, God will show us what to do and how to do it and when to do it.
Psalms 32 and 8 tells us that, and I will instruct thee, I will lead thee, I will guide thee in the way that thou shalt go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so the word was out. The word was out. Amen. We read in verse number 13 in our chapter, it says, and the letters were sent by post and to all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month. Beloved, the devil don't like you. Stop being his friend. He don't like your children. He don't like your family. He don't like your destiny. He don't like you. There's nothing you can do to get the devil to like you. He don't like you when you're on his side. He don't like you when you're not on his side. He just don't like you. And the same way God has a plan, the devil has a plan. And the same way the devil has a plan to take you out, huh, to bring devastation into your life, I come give you some good news this morning. God has a plan. And he will download a divine turnaround. Oh, when the devil thought he had you, huh, glory be to God, God will make a way out of escape. Glory be to God, like the bird flying out of the snare of a net, right in the nick of time. Beloved, this is a very specific plan for a very specific group of people. See, and when we read in the book of Esther, but it suggested that the enemy intended to be relentless until he had wiped every Jew out. Haman, beloved, was not just enraged with Mordecai and not bowing down to him. When you read the story, this is what first pissed him off, because everybody else was bowing down to Haman like Haman was some type of god with a capital G. Mordecai knew better. He knew that there was only one God with the capital G, and Mordecai refused to bow to Haman. And that's the first thing that pissed him off. How dare you not bow down to me? Haman's pride was blown out of proportion. See, but that was not the only thing. Haman had escalated the battle. You know how some things start and people want to escalate it and take it to a different level? They want to escalate it, you know, and take it someplace it didn't have to go? Well, Haman wanted to escalate the battle. And he was being pushed by an evil force greater than the argument between two men. Haman was so enraged that it wasn't even about just him and Mordecai anymore. He just wasn't targeting Mordecai. It would have been maybe a little bit easy for him to take out just one man. But he decided that he was going to go at the whole nation to destroy them in one day. See, the devil just don't want you. No. And when he can't get you the way he wants you, amen, now he want to reach out for your children. Now he want to reach out for your grandchildren. Now he want to reach out for your family. Huh? Glory be to God. He want to reach out for everybody in the neighborhood, everybody in the church, everybody in the ministry. He don't play fair. He don't play fair. This is the wickedness of the wicked, beloved. Haman didn't just wake up one day and decide to annihilate the Jews. I come to tell you that this battle was a generational warfare. God speaks about the curse, amen, of the fathers moving from to the third and to the fourth generation. This was a generational warfare. Glory be to God. And the devil decided to use, amen, hallelujah, wicked Haman. We must know when we read behind the scriptures, beloved, that Haman did a number of things behind the scenes. He did a number of things in the shadows See, you got darkness working in the shadows. You got people working in the shadows, in their secret closets, on their satanic altars, in the wickedness of their hearts. They're working behind the shadows. Why? Because they want to execute wickedness upon you. Beloved, I want you to know that this is dangerous. There's a dangerous enemy, and when he uses people, he uses them at a dangerous level. Glory be to God. And this is what the warfare was about. But in order for the Jews to win, amen, they needed satanic strategy. And God delivered. Somebody say hallelujah. You can depend on God. Turn around and tell your neighbor you can depend on God. Hallelujah. And he told Esther, he said, glory be to God, 3 days. 3 days of prayer and fasting. Beloved, sometimes God will move with little simple instructions. Little simple instructions. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we refuse, amen, hallelujah, to walk with. And we refuse, amen, if we would just be obedient. Esther, when God said 3 days, amen, she didn't go two. When God said 3 days, she didn't go 3 hours. When God said 3 days, amen, she went 3 days. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 3 days. Beloved, when you are dealing with this kind of enemy, the kind of enemy that the Jews was dealing with through Haman, the only way you're going to win, the only way you're going to overcome, the only way that you're going to triumph, you will need to pray. Somebody say pray. Somebody say pray. You got to pray. You got to pray without ceasing. You got to pray till you run out of words. You got to pray, amen, till you need chapstick, as T.D. Jakes would say. You got to pray, glory be to God, when the flesh is tired. You got to pray when you don't feel like praying. You got to pray, because, beloved, you got to pray in the spirit, because now you need to tap into the mind of God to deploy strategy. You got to know what God's will is. What is the answer here? You can't do this thing your way. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. You can't do it your way. You got to do it God's way. And the only way you're going to know what God's will is to know the will of God, the mind of God. Satan is serious about coming after you. How many good people do you know that died before time? How many good families do you know when destruction hit them? Glory be to God. Brought havoc in the house. Messed up their finances. Destroyed the children. Brought the business. How many good Christian families do you know that endured devastation? Beloved, we got to do more. God has given us the answer. We got to pray. You got to pray before the devil comes. You got to pray while the devil is coming. You got to pray. Glory be to God, and he will give you the wisdom. Glory be to God. He will give you the instructions. He will show you what moves to make. He will show you when to move, how to move. Glory be to God. And this is what he did with Esther. Simple strategy. 3 days, 3 nights. See, beloved, glory be to God. When we look at Haman, who the devil was using here, Haman was an Agagite. See, and they call him an Agagite because he came through the descendants of Agai. Agai, he was the king of the Amalekites. If you know the story of King Saul, when Saul was the first king, Saul was rejected by God, okay, because he walked in disobedience. God gave Saul instructions. He said, I want you to go, and I want you to kill King Agag and everybody there. Don't leave anything undone. But he saved Agag. He saved the best of the land, the best of the crops, the best of this. And then when God approached him, he said, well, I did it because the people, what the people said. And this is when God rejected him and told him that obedience was better than sacrifice. You see, beloved, let me tell you God and God's wisdom. God wanted to remove all of the cancer. God knew, amen, that Haman was coming out of the descendants of King Ahab. This is why God told Saul to destroy King Ahab and all of the descendants, because he knew that trouble was coming. Beloved, there's a reason God is telling you to walk away from that relationship. It's a reason God is telling you to let some things go. It's a reason God is telling you to quit right now. It's a reason, because God already knows the future. He knew that Haman was coming out of King Ahab, and Haman, amen, was going to be filled with satanic powers and energy and want to destroy his people. See, but Saul didn't obey. But somebody say, thank God, amen, hallelujah, that there was somebody who would. So because the man of God wouldn't obey, God chose a woman. Ah, yeah. Oh, because Saul wouldn't obey, God chose a woman, and her name was Esther. And the same way Esther was chosen by God for this assignment, beloved, Haman was chosen by Satan for his assignment. God needs someone who is submitted to him to execute his good plan for mankind. It just ain't gonna happen. God needed Moses. God needed Abraham. God needed Elijah. God needed Daniel. God needed Peter. God needed Paul. God needs you. Hello, somebody, somebody, somebody. God needs you. Glory be to God. He needed somebody to pray. He needed somebody to pray. Well, couldn't have God just saved the people without them praying? Yeah, he could have, but God don't work that way. Couldn't God have just saved my family without somebody praying? Yeah, he could have, but God don't work that way. Well, don't God got all power? Yeah, he got all power, but it's a power, amen, that worketh in you. Amen, you got to pray. Somebody got to pray. You can sit around and make excuses all you want. Glory be to God, but you will not see, amen, and live your best life. This is why he tells us in the book of Corinthians, if my people called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear, answer, and heal the land. Well, God, you ain't going to heal and answer and heal the land until somebody pray. Nope. Well, God, my family's sick. Yeah, I want them healed, but you got to pray. Well, God, my finances, yeah, and I don't want your finances like that. I'm willing to do something, but you got to pray. But God, they talk about nuclear war and the whole nation going to be taken out. Yeah, I know it. Glory be to God. And you got to pray. Don't nothing happen till you pray. God put these laws in order. If you want to get it from heaven, you get it through prayer. And this is what was happening here, beloved. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, let me say this. When we fail to pray and discover God's plans for our lives, we leave ourselves open to become a tool and a weapon in the hand of the enemy to be used against the kingdom of God. When you don't pray, beloved, you by default, you're on the devil's side. Well, I don't serve the devil. Do you have a prayer life? No. Well, guess what? You ain't on God's side either. So by default, you're on the devil. We need daily prayer for daily victory. Somebody need to write that down. Please write it down. If you don't walk away with nothing else from this sermon this morning, I come to tell you and I repeat, you need daily prayer for daily victory. You want daily victory, you want monthly victory. How often you want victory? If I get victory one day a year, I'm good, okay? More power to you. How often you want victory? I want victory once a month, all right? More power to you. How often do I want victory? I want victory every day. Can you get victory every day? Absolutely can you get victory every day. How are you going to get victory every day when you pray every day? Daily prayer for daily victory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, let me say this. It was battle between Haman and God's people. All of God's people, the Jews, and the days of Esther. And we read the history. Beloved, this was serious. But I want you to know, let's go a little bit deeper this morning. It was a generational battle. Satan just don't want you. He wants your generations. He wants your seed. He wants your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Huh? This was a generational battle. However, Haman wasn't just operating on his own and using his earthly position to fight the Jews. He was willing to take the battle to another level. And the same way Satan is willing to take the battle to another level, we have to be ready in God to take it to another level. That's why he says we move from faith to faith and from glory to glory. You got to be willing to go deeper and take it to a different level. Haman, beloved, wasn't just a natural enemy. He let himself be used as a spiritual enemy by using another source of power. See, beloved, write this scripture down, and I want you to read this scripture at the conclusion of our service today. Esther chapter 3, verse 7. Esther 3, 7 tells us that Haman operated in witchcraft. He operated in the occult. He practiced different dimensions of witchcraft. And you can read that in Esther chapter 3, verse 7. Witchcraft involves the manipulation of satanic powers for selfish goals. Haman practiced a dimension of witchcraft that includes divination. He was casting lots. He was consulting the oracles. He used manipulation and control. Initially, he tried to control Mordecai, but that didn't work. Mordecai said, I don't think so. And when that didn't work, he manipulated the king to execute a written decree against the Jews. He was very deep in witchcraft practices, consulting the oracles, talking to the dead. And the Bible tells us that Haman did this for a full year, month after month, for 12 months, every day, 365 days, he was at his altar practicing witchcraft, amen, voodoo, sorcery, black magic, white magic against God's people. He went regularly and consistently to enforce his plan. Haman was a wicked man who was determined not to use his own power alone or his limited capacity to carry out his plan. He was depending on an evil supernatural power for influence and authority to carry out his evil agenda as an agent of darkness. People are selling their souls every day. Oh, they're selling their souls. The Illuminati, oh yeah, they're selling their souls. The Bible tells us he did it from day to day and from month to month because he had an agenda. Let me tell you something as we wind down this morning. Everybody don't like you. Everybody don't like you. Should we be afraid of witchcraft? because witchcraft is real. The Bible speaks about witchcraft in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Should we be afraid? Well, let's put it this way. The Bible tells us that the curse causeless shall not come. God has a divine turnaround. Ha! Oh, yeah, they sprinkled the dust on your doorstep. Oh, yeah, they prayed the prayer. Oh, yeah, they send out, amen, and cast lots and whatever else they do. Amen. And if, yeah, they did it. Come on, somebody. But somebody said no weapon formed against you. Now, he didn't say the weapon wasn't going to be formed. He didn't say that. He didn't say they wasn't going to cut off the chicken's neck. He didn't say they was going to squeeze out the blood, amen, from the bird. He didn't say they wasn't going to do that. He said no weapon formed. Come on, somebody. But he said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Come on, give God some praise up here on today. God is able to turn it around. Well, when the devil thought he had you, here come God. Oh, because you prayed, glory be to God, because you prayed against evil, because you prayed blessings on your enemies, because you prayed and interceded, glory be to God, and called out for the mercies of God. No, you don't deserve it. Glory be to God, hallelujah, because you're doing what God is telling you to do. Esther made a sacrifice. Glory, it was a great sacrifice. She said, I don't care what it costs me. I'm giving it to your God. Why? Because we need you. Every hour we need you. We need your protection. We need your provision. We need your covering. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. She did what God told her to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Simple instructions. God said, this is how you're going to do it. 3 days, pray. Don't eat a thing. Don't eat a thing. Don't eat a crumb. Don't drink a drop. Why, beloved? Hallelujah. Because a few things happen when you fast and pray. Number one, when you fast and pray, you get heaven's attention. When you fast and pray, heaven responds by sending an angel. When you fast and pray, divine and prophetic declarations are released. When you fast and pray, captivity is supernaturally turned around, and the impossible is made possible. I'm telling you, God is able to turn it around. Man had nothing to do with it. Man was not strong enough. They didn't even know what was going on. This was something happening in the invisible. Glory be to God. But God, who is invisible, knows the invisible. And God has stepped in with his power and his might and pull you up out of the lion's den right in time. Pull you up out of the fiery furnace right in time. Rescue you right in time. Deliver you from the power of death right in time. I say it's a divine turnaround. All power belongs to God. Could God have moved at that capacity if Esther was not obedient? I don't think so. If Esther prayed when she wanted to pray, would it still happen? I don't think so. If she modified God's instructions, would it still have taken place? I don't think so. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She went before the king. She went before the king. Normally she could have got her head chopped off. But the king lifted the scepter. He said, hey, babe, how you doing? Glad to see you. She went to see the king. Hallelujah. And the king said, I'm so happy to see you, my queen. What you want? Tell Big Daddy what you want. Tell the king what you want. And I'm going to give it to you. Even up to half the kingdom. Oh, glory be to God. You see, beloved God, she had favor. Because she did what God told her to do. God gave us supernatural favor with the king. Let me tell you something about favor. Favor is very important for you. You can't advance in this world without kingdom. And any sphere of life, any battle that you are in right now, beloved, you cannot succeed unless you got favor. Favor causes you to receive what you do not deserve. It is out of favor that we get the word favorite. We get the word favoritism. When you obtain favor from God, you become God's favorite. And he demonstrates favoritism towards you. Under those circumstances, beloved, you obtain what others are not able to obtain. Because God will turn situation around and give you a divine advantage. Ain't nobody else being blessed like this but you. Ain't nobody else being favored like this but you. Nobody else is being protected like this but you. Why? Because God is giving you favor. You're under the umbrella of God's favor. Can't nobody touch you. Can't nobody come near you. Why? Because you're walking in obedience. You're walking in faith. You're walking in love. You have a connection with the King because you are abiding in him. His words are abiding to you. You're remaining constant, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You got a prayer life. And when God speaks, you listen. Oh, my God, somebody. He said, be not a hearer only, but a doer of the word. Hallelujah. But let me close by saying this. I encourage you to read the 5 chapters of Esther. Very short chapters, very powerful chapters. Hallelujah. It took a series of meetings. Esther had to meet with the king a couple times. Haman was in every meeting. Oh, don't be impressed because somebody in your meeting. Sometimes, beloved, that person in the meeting is the devil. Haman was in the meeting with the king and the queen. Hallelujah. Here we got, amen, the enemy. And we got the king and the queen in several meetings. But let me tell you how the story ends. Let me fast pace. Let me show you how God did this thing. Beloved, let me tell you how the story concludes. Let me tell you how your story is going to conclude. When you're walking with God, when you're not swaying to the left or to the right, when you're not lukewarm, when you acknowledge, amen, that God has you where you need to be for a reason, glory be to God, the wicked plot was overruled. At the end of the story, Mordecai was honored and Haman was hung. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Hey, what the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for good. Oh, blah, 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 blah. It was a setup. Let me tell you, the devil coming against you is a setup for you to go up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The plot of the enemy was overruled, and the Jews was delivered from the hands of the enemy. It was a divine turnaround. It was a divine turnaround. Beloved, I come to tell you, God is ready to turn your situation around. Oh, yeah, death is coming down the street. Amen. But God is ready to turn your situation around. Sickness is around the corner. I come to tell you, God is ready to turn your situation around. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They talk about you, don't like you, amen. They're saying all type of, trying to send curses out on you. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's coming, but I come to tell you, God is ready to turn your situation around. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. Yeah, coming to eat up your money, it only take one sickness to drain your bank account. I come to tell you, God is ready to turn your situation around. Turn it around, even in the midnight hour. Turn it around, even in the middle of the day. God is ready to turn it around. God turned this situation around for his people because he was able to count on Esther. My question today is, beloved, can God count on you? Can God count on you to pray when he's calling you to pray? Can God count on you to intercede when he's counting on you to intercede? Can God count on you to be obedient when he needs you to be obedient? Can God count on you to make the sacrifice? sacrifice when a sacrifice needs to be made. Can God count on you? Because what you don't realize, that you're not just saving your own life and your destiny. You're saving the lives and destiny of generations. Generations. People in your community. Hallelujah. People in your family. People in your church. Whoo! Can God count on you? Hallelujah. Beloved, this is a battle. Hallelujah. That is generational and spiritual. Can God count on you for a divine turnaround? Divine turnaround. Divine turnaround. Hallelujah. The word of God works when you're working. A divine turnaround. Exceedingly and abundantly, above all you could ask to think, according to the power that worketh in you. Can God count on you? Beloved, Satan is a counterfeiter, and he will always use our ignorance to engage the trusted weapons of God against us. Not only does he depend on our ignorance of the scriptures, but also one of his trusted weapons against the church today is our prayerlessness. The church refuses to pray. That's why the Lord said, my church shall be called the house of prayer. A house of prayer, not a house of bingo. Not a house of showing off your clothes. Not a house of competition and selling your products. But a house of prayer. And Satan uses that ignorance because he knows that we refuse to pray. We watch a two-hour movie first. We'll go on social media for 3 hours first, but we ain't going to put the time in prayer. Hallelujah. When we won't fast and pray, those whom he deploys against us will fast and pray. Satan is fasting and praying. The witchcraft workers fasting and praying because they know there's principles at work. The voodoo workers is fasting and praying against you. Glory be to God. And I have many scriptures, amen, to share with you. Amen, hallelujah. But we're not out of words, but we're out of time. Hallelujah. Out of time. Amen. Just write this scripture down. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Acts, amen, hallelujah. Chapter number 23. Hallelujah. Read 11 through 14. And you see, beloved, how people come together, those who are working witchcraft fast. They ain't eating. Those who work witchcraft praying. Now, if their prayer and fasting could work, and God said, greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world, what's the problem? What's the problem? Woo! When we pray. God has a divine turnaround. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. Keep on walking. Don't you worry about a thing. Keep on talking. Don't you worry about a thing. Praying. Don't worry about a thing. Pray without ceasing. God's going to come through for you. God's going to give you the answer. God's going to give you the instructions. God's going to show you the way out. God's going to make a way out. Don't you stop. Keep on going. God has a divine turnaround. And when the devil thought he had you, God will come and rescue you out. Amen. And those, hallelujah, who obey the Lord shall do exploits, saith the Lord. Father, we say thank you for the word of God on today. We say thank you for the word of God on today. We say thank you for the word of God on today. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, we invite you, amen. Don't let another moment get you past. Not another moment. Give your life to Jesus right now. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Ask God to save you. Amen. Invite Jesus to come in and be your Lord and your Savior. Ask God to help you to follow him on the balance of your days and sound under, amen, a Bible preaching and teaching ministry in church. Amen. Such as this one. God will show you where to go. Have a seat and learn. Amen. And mature. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. Amen and amen. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hallelujah. And we, while you're there, send us your prayer request. Amen. Sow a seed into the word of God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. And believe God. Name your seed. Whenever you sow a seed, name your seed. Amen. And believe God for an answer. 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we say thank you for this service. Hallelujah. As we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, Father God, help us to pray. Help us to pray if we go out or if we stay in. And as you answer, help us to hear you and help us to obey you. And we thank you for the divine strategy to show us how to experience a divine turnaround. Hallelujah. When we can look the devil in his eyes and call him a liar and the father of lies. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Expect to receive your divine turnaround. Hallelujah. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, amen, signing out. Love you, love you, love you.
People hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive, show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees as one before the King, 'cause we believe. When the church stops praying, strongholds start to break. Oh, will we pray? Prison walls start shaking at the sound of praising. Nothing stays the same. Oh, will we pray? Oh, oh, oh. Will we pray? Oh, 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 oh. I see revival rising. I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out in faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King, 'cause we believe.
Kingdom come.